Simon & Schuster Audio presents Telex from Cuba, a novel by Rachel Kushner, read by Lloyd James.
Prologue. Everly Lederer, January 1952. There was always on the globe a dashed line of darker blue on the lighter blue Atlantic. Words in faint italic script, the Tropic of Cancer. The adults told her to stop asking what it was, as if the dull reply they gave would satisfy. A latitude, in this case, 23.5 degrees. She pictured daisy chains of seaweed stretching across the water toward a distant horizon. On the globe were different shades of blue wrapping around the continents in layers. But how could there be geographical zones in the sea, which belongs to no country? Divisions on a surface that is indifferent to rain, to borders, that can hold no object in place. She'd seen an old globe that had one ocean wrapping the earth called Ocean. In place of the North Pole was a region marked Heaven. In place of the South Pole, Hell. She selected the color black from a list of topics and wrote her book report, despite feeling that reducing Treasure Island to various things colored black was unfaithful to the story, which was not about black, but perhaps how boys need fathers, and how sometimes children are more clever than adults and not prone to the same vices. The Jolly Roger was black, and there was Black Dog, who showed up mysteriously at the Admiral Benbow, demanding rum. There were black knights on the desert island, creeping around in shadows amid yet more blackness, the black of danger. Also the black spots that pirates handed out, a sort of threat. A death sentence, really. "Who tipped me the black spot?" asked Silver. This death sentence, a stain of ash wood on a leaf of paper. The leaf, torn from a Bible, which now had a hole cut into Revelation. The holes are black as well. She'd read about Sargasso, a nomadic seaweed city, and hoped they would encounter some.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?